Good morning, and thank you for the chance to study together again.
早晨好，很高兴再次有机会我们一起来学习。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们一起来以祷告来开始。
Dear God, we thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
We thank you that we can study together.
感谢你，我们可以一起来学习。
I ask that as we study, that we will hear from you.
我请你真的是帮助我们在学习的时候可以听到你的话语。
And that we will understand better how to apply your word into our life.
我们可以更好的明白如何把你的话语应用在我们的生活中。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
As we are studying the creed, I would like to begin each week by just reciting the creed together.
在我们学习使徒信经的时候，那我希望每个星期我们开始的时候就一起来朗诵这个使徒信经。
I know you know the creed, but just to remember what it is we are studying.
然后呢，我明白大家都知道这个使徒信经，但是我们一起朗诵可以帮助我们知道我们在学什么。
So, if Sister Lake can lead in reciting it in Chinese.
然后我就带大家一起来读第一个，我信上帝，全能的父，创造天地的主。我信我主耶稣基督，上帝独生的子，因圣灵感孕，由童贞女玛利亚所生，在本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉于十字架，受死，埋葬，降在阴间。第三天从死人中复活，升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必从那里降临，审判活人死人。我信圣灵，我信圣而公之教会，我信圣徒相通，我信罪得赦免，我信身体复活，我信永生。阿们。
I've broken this down into 12 sections.
我把这个要分成十二个部分来讲。
And for each one of them, I've tried to summarize it into a simple, what I'm calling unchanging truth.
然后呢，每一部分我想把它有一个总结概括，是一个简单的不改变的真理。
I told you last time that there are areas of doctrine that we may disagree with, but still be one united church.
就是说上次我提到说有一些教义呢可能我们是有不同意见但是呢不影响我们还是一个整体合一的教会。
There are other areas that are important enough that we may not be able to worship together. We may divide into different congregations, but we still agree we are Christians, fellow Christians.
还有一些教义呢就是因为我们的想法或者就是我们没有办法同意所以可能不能一起就是属于同一个教派或者不能一起敬拜但是我们彼此仍然同意我们都是基督徒。
The truths that are in the Apostles' Creed, however, are so crucial that if you deny these truths, you are not a Christian.
但是呢在这个使徒信经里的这些真理呢是非常的重要非常的核心那如果你要是否认了这些真理那你就不是基督徒。
And so we're starting today with the first of these.
所以呢我们就开始讲第一条。
I should probably tell you just, I'm not sure how long these are going to take.
我不知道可能应该告诉大家我不知道这个要有花多少时间。
Elder Yang asked me, how many weeks is this?
杨长老说,你这个要讲多久啊?几个星期?
And I am still kind of feeling my way, how long this will take.
我仍然在就是在看我需要多长时间把这个讲完。
So after a couple lessons, I will be able to predict a little better.
然后再讲几次呢,我就可以更好的就是告诉他就是说我这个大概需要多长时间。
So, the first week, I believe in God the Father Almighty.
第一个真理就是我们相信这个全能的父。
And the truth that this teaches us, we have a heavenly Father.
就是刚才我们说的第一句，我信上帝全能的父，这个真理其中最重要的一天就是我们有一位天父。
And I think I'm going to jump to the end of the lesson for a moment.
我现在先跳到这个课的最后的那个部分，结论了。
And look at a problem that many people will have with that phrase, we have a heavenly father.
就是很多人呢，对这个说我们有一位天父，对这个说法呢，他们是有不解，有疑惑，有问题的。
Because maybe if I don't speak to this at the beginning, it will be hard for you to hear any of the lesson.
如果我不在刚开始把这个强调出来，可能后边的你都听不进去了。
Many people will say, oh, I don't want to hear that God is my father because I had a bad earthly father.
有的人就说我不想听到说，哦，神是我的天父，因为我有个地上，世上我有个很糟糕的父亲。
And I understand that.
我了解。
I was blessed to have a very wonderful father.
我很蒙福，我有一位很好的父亲。
But I know that there are people who have had very abusive fathers.
我明白有些人的父亲是那个虐待性的，就是会对虐待孩子。
Because of that, it can be hard to imagine God as a compassionate, loving father.
因为这样呢，他们就可能很难了解我们的神呢是一位慈悲慈爱的天父。
People feel so strongly about this that some pastors have done away with the image of God as a father.
因为大家的感受很强烈，所以有些牧师干脆就不去碰这个题目，不去讲说神是我们的父亲。
I even visited a church that had replaced God the Father Almighty with I believe in God our heavenly parent.
甚至有我到过一个教会，他们把它换成说本来是我信上帝全能的父，他把它说改成说我信神我们在天上的父母。
I can't do that.
我没法这样做。
And the reason is because the imagery from scripture God has chosen to reveal himself to us as a father.
因为呢经文里边所向我们展现他是一位父亲的形象。
And I don't feel that I can replace what he chose with something that makes me more comfortable.
我不能说我想要更舒服，所以呢，我就把神自己选择的这个形象呢，我用别的东西来代替。
But I do understand that perhaps someone in the class is very uncomfortable with this image. So let me say this to you today.
我能够了解对课上的有些人来讲，这个父亲的形象让你很感觉很不舒适。
When you say, I believe in God the Father Almighty,
当你说我信上帝全能的父的时候，
Don't start with your heavenly father and then paste that onto your heavenly father.
You mean earthly father, right?
Yes, I'm sorry, I said it back. Yes.
就是说不要始于你就是你世上的父亲，然后把这个世上的父亲的形象影射到天上的父亲这个形象。
God did not pattern himself on an earthly father.
神并不是说他选择这个父亲的形象，并不是说他想到这个地上父亲的形象，用这个来做这个模式来代表他。
Instead, earthly fathers are supposed to pattern themselves on our heavenly father.
相反的，其实地上的父亲，他们应该是他们的那个做父亲的这个模式，这个应该是像天上的父亲。
Every earthly father has been infected with sin.
地上所有的父亲，他们都已经被罪所侵扰。
And every earthly father fails to be a perfect copy.Of God.
地上所有的父亲都没办法成为天父这个完美的这个形象的代表。
And so instead of looking at your flawed earthly father as the model, I want to show you the picture of God as a perfect father.
不是用这个地上的这个有缺陷的有毛病的地上的父亲做一个代表做一个形象，我想让你关注的是天上的这位完美的父亲的形象。
If you had a poor earthly father, a bad earthly father.
如果你有个很糟糕的地上的父亲。
I want you to imagine that you went to the grocery and you ordered a package of steak.
我就想让你想象一下，比如你去那个超市，你本来是订了一些这个牛排。
And when you came home and opened it to cook it, you found that the butcher had not prepared it correctly and it was spoiled.
然后你回家打开这个牛排，你发现呢，准备的人呢，没准备好，所以这个牛肉是坏的。
You would not say, oh, all meat is rotten.
所以你不会说这个所有的牛肉都是坏的，所有的肉都是。
I'm never going to eat meat again.
我再也不吃肉了。
Instead, I think you would say, that butcher is not good.
然后我相信你就会说那个准备的那个人呢，准备这个肉的人他是没准备好。
I'm going to find a better place to buy my meat.
我下次要找一个更好的地方去买这个牛排。
If your earthly father is a poor father,
如果你地上的父亲是一个糟糕的父亲，
Don't say, oh, God must be a bad heavenly father.
你不要说那天父肯定也是一位糟糕的父亲。
Say, I want to learn from my heavenly father what a father is supposed to be.
就说我想从天父来学习一个父亲到底应该是怎么样的。
Make him your model.
让他成为你的榜样。
If you did not have a loving earthly father, you still have a perfect heavenly father.
即使你没有一个慈爱的地上的父亲，你仍然有一位完美的天父。
Psalm 68 says he is the father of the fatherless.
诗篇68篇说他是孤儿的父。
He loves you and he cares for you and he shows you what a father should be.
他爱你，他也在意你，他向你展示一个父亲应该是什么样的。
Let me say to you who are fathers.
让我对你们其中的父亲讲话。
We as fathers have a heavy responsibility.
我们作为父亲，我们有一个很重的责任，职责。
Because our children's first picture of God.Is us.
因为呢，孩子对神的第一个印象，一个他的一个图片就是我们。
I confess that I don't like that very much.
我向你们承认，我并不是很喜欢这样。
I would have felt much more comfortable when my children were young if the Bible said that God is our heavenly mother.
当我们孩子小的时候呢，我会觉得更舒适，更让我。感觉好一点就是说圣经上写的是说神是我们天上的妈妈。
That would have put the responsibility on my wife.
那就把责任推到我太太身上了。
But it doesn't say that.
但是圣经却不是这么讲的。
We who are fathers should study what scripture shows us about our heavenly father and say, I want to make that the pattern for my life.
然后我们做父亲的其实应该从圣经上去学习看天上的父亲是怎么样的然后让那个成为我们做父亲的一个模式一个。
We should pattern after God as the model for who we are as a father.
我们应该从天父那里来学习成为父亲就是我们应该成为怎么样的父亲。
Now, let me move into what we see about God as our father.
然后讲完这个我们现在来挪到就是说那神是怎么样来讲到我们的天父呢
A.W. Tozer said that what comes into our mind when we think of God is the most important thing about us.
那个陶树说当我们想到神时浮现在脑海中的就是关乎我们最重要的事。
Because how we think of God affects every other area of our belief.
因为我们如何，我们怎么想神的，会影响到我们生活的方方面面。
If we think of God primarily as loving and generous, that will affect how we relate to Him.
如果我们心目中的神是慈爱的，是慷慨的，那我们就会影响到我们跟他怎么交流。
It will affect how we relate to other people because of how we think of God in relation to us and to them.
然后呢，也会影响到我们跟周围人的关系，因为那个就牵扯到神是怎么跟我们、跟周围的人这样子互相互动的。
On the other hand,
但另一方面，
if our primary picture of God is as an angry, judge,
如果我们对神的这个主要的一个印象就是说，神是一个总是发怒的审判官，
That will affect how we relate to him.
也会影响到我们怎么跟他的关系，
It will affect how we present him to other people.
也会影响到我们如何在别人面前展现他的形象。
Many of us will remember, have met people, preachers, teachers whose picture of God was angry.
我们可能都碰到过，不管是牧师还是教师，他们所描述出来的神呢，是一位总是就是一位愤怒的神。
How we think of God affects everything about us.
所以，我们如何来思想神？我们对神的这个想法呢，影响到我们生活的方方面面。
So, for instance,
比如说。
if you lived in the ancient world and were a Canaanite and worshipped Baal,
比如说，你是生活在古时候，你是在迦南地，你敬拜的神是巴利，
he was the god of thunder and rain.
他是那个就是那个雷电和雨的神。
A God who you had to somehow appease with offerings that would force him or make him bring rain to the land.
所以呢，你是一个要用你的这个献祭呢，来使他平息。使他高兴，然后他这样子的可以降雨在地上。
If you worshipped Marduk, if you were Babylonian,
如果你是巴比伦人，你敬拜的是那个马勒公，
You worshiped a god who had killed his mother,
这个神呢，在他们的传说中是杀了他的母亲，
cut her body in half,
然后把他母亲的身体劈成两半儿。
and used the pieces to create our world.
然后用他这个母亲的这个身体呢，创造了我们的世界。
Now, if that was your picture of God, you never expected to be close to him.
如果那个是你对神的这个对神的理解的话，那永远不会说让你跟他靠近。
If you think about the modern world,
你想一下今天的世界。
many modern people think of God, if he exists, he's a faraway deity who really has nothing to do with us.
现在的很多人认为，如果神真的是存在的话，那他也是我们离我们很遥远的一位神子，然后呢，跟我们是没什么关系的。
Even for many Christians,
即使是对很多基督徒，
they come to his house and worship him on Sunday.
他们来到他的殿中，在星期天敬拜他，
They say their prayer.
他们也祷告，
And then that's the end.
那就是那样了。
They really don't expect him to have any impact on their daily life.
他们真的也没有期待说神在他们每日的生活中有任何的影响。
If you were to say to them on any day, what do you think God is thinking of you right now?
然后如果你在这个周间的期间，你任何一个时间，你问他，你觉得说神对你现在是意味着什么呢？
They would think, God isn't thinking about me.
他们会说神才没有想我呢，
He's up there somewhere.
他在天上什么地方？
He's got bigger things to do.
他有更重要的事情要做。
The Apostles' Creed begins with something much different than that.
但是《使徒信经》开始的时候却是一个很不一样的这样的开始。
I believe in God the Father Almighty.
我信上帝全能的父。
He's not an impersonal philosophical God.
他不是一个好像没有人，没有这个，就是人格的这种，或者没有人性的这种哲学上的神。
He is not the divine energy that New Age gurus talk about.
他也不是现在这个新纪元运动所说的，他是一个属天的这个一个能量。
He is our Father in heaven.
他是我们在天上的父。
Jesus called him Abba.
主耶稣说他是阿巴父。
When I first started to listen to Chinese people speaking, I loved when I learned that Baba.
然后
，Father，
当我听到就是就是开始听到就是中国人开始讲话的时候，那我学到他们知道他们讲父亲呢，他们是叫爸爸。那我很喜欢爸爸这个词
，because it's so close to that Hebrew Abba，
因为它跟那个希伯来那个阿爸那个阿巴父阿爸是很接近的。
Jesus called him Abba， and then Romans tells us.That because we are part of his family, we can call him Abba, Father.
然后呢，耶稣称天父是阿爸。然后，罗马书也讲到，因为我们也是家庭中的一员，所以我们可以称他是阿爸父。
And the first thing I want you to think about as we start these lessons.
当我们开始这些学使徒信经的时候，第一件我想大家能想思想的事情是
，Is this?Absolutely amazing truth.
就是这个真的是绝对的令人震惊的一个真理。
God, the creator of the universe.
神就是创造宇宙万物的主。
Is a father who has a personal relationship with his children.
是一位跟他的儿女们跟他的孩子们有这种个人关系的父。
We don't simply believe in a religion, we believe in a person.
我们不是相信一个宗教，我们相信的是一个人。
A person that we have a relationship with.
不能说一个人，就是一个位格，是我们跟他是有个人关系的。
That's amazing.
那是真的是很令人不可思议。
No Canaanite, no Babylonian, no Greek ever thought of their God as having a relationship with them.
不管是说是迦南人、巴比伦人还是希腊人，他们从来也没有想过说他们的神是可以跟他们有个人关系的。
We don't simply believe that God exists. We trust in him as a person.That we grow in relationship with.
我们不单单相信神存在，我们而且是知道说，他是相信他是个人，我们可以跟他有个人的关系，而且这种关系是可以深入、可以成长的。
So what does that mean for us?
所以对我们这就意味着什么呢？
First of all, it means that as our father, he cares for his children.
作为我们的父亲他在意我们。
The Apostle John wrote, See what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God.
就是圣经上约翰说他说父你看父给我们的是何等的爱我们被称为神的儿女。
Think of that. We were rebels.
我们原来是背逆神的跟神作对的。
He has adopted us as children.
但是他却收养我们，领养我们，让我们成为他的儿女。
And because we're his children, he cares for us.
因为我们是他的孩子，所以他照顾我们。
Psalm 103 says, As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him.
诗篇103篇说父亲怎样连续他的儿女耶和华也怎样连续敬畏他的人。
He knows our frame.
因为他知道我们的本体。
He remembers that we are dust.
思念我们不过是尘土。
You see, a good earthly father knows his children.
一个好的地上的父亲是了解他的孩子的。
And because he knows his children, he knows his children's weaknesses, he knows his children's strengths.
因为他了解他的孩子，所以他知道他孩子的软弱，也知道他的长处。
And he provides for them.
他也为供应他们的一切。
If you're a good father,
如果你是一位好爸爸,
and you know your child is not athletic at all,
如果你知道你的孩子在体育方面完全不擅长,
you're not going to say to your child, if you want to please me, you will get in the Olympics.
你不会对你的孩子说,如果你想让我高兴,你得最后能参加奥运会。
You know, that is not my child's ability.
你知道说那个我孩子没那个能力。
As a caring father, you will guide your child in their areas of strength.
所以作为一个慈爱的父亲,你会就是引导在他们所擅长的他们的那个强项方面来引导他们。
You will protect them in their areas of weakness.
在他们的软弱的那个领域呢，你会保护他们。
Excuse me. The Psalm says, God knows our frame. He knows how we are made.
诗篇告诉我们说，神知道我们的本体，他知道我们，就是说我们的品质，就是我们是什么样的。
He remembers that we are dust.
他思念我们不过是尘土。
And so he cares for our weakness.
所以呢，他真的是在意，他也会照顾我们这种的软，我们的软弱。
Deuteronomy says that when Israel was weak, God picked her up and carried her through the wilderness like a father carries his son.
所以呢，生命记里边讲到，当以色列那个柔弱软弱的时候呢，神就像父亲抱着孩子，神在这个旷野里怀抱他们。
Think about this for a moment.
想一下。
No good earthly father is going to look at their baby who is trying to stand up and is falling and say, get up.
然后呢，没有地上的父亲会看他们那个小，刚刚要开始能够站起来的小婴孩，颤颤巍巍的站起来又跌倒，然后呢，对他说，给我站好。
You're already 6 months old. You ought to know how to walk by now.
你已经六个月了，你现在应该会走路了。
I'm not going to carry you.
我才不抱你呢。
Of course not.
肯定不是这样吧。
We pick up our son and say, oh, let me carry you.
然后我们就抱起来我们的孩子就说哦，让我抱着你。
Matthew 7, verse 11.
马太福音第七章第十一节。
Jesus said, if you who are evil, you are not like God.
耶稣说你们虽然不好。
But if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts?
上界知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
Sometimes I've talked to people who think God is angry with them.
有的时候我跟一些人谈，他们觉得神对他们生气。
How could God love a person with as many failures and weaknesses as I have?
神怎么可以像爱像我这样有很多的这种软弱有很多的失败的人呢？
If you have ever asked yourself that,
如果你曾经问过自己这样的问题，
put yourself as a father of a new baby,
想象一下你是一个有一个刚刚有个新生婴儿的父亲。
The pride of that new father.
这个有个新生一个刚刚生了一个孩子的这个父亲的骄傲。
I don't think any new father takes a newborn baby in his arms the first time.
我不相信就是任何父亲抱着他刚刚出生的孩子。
And says, doesn't look like a very good baby.
他不会看着那孩子说这个、孩子看着不像一个好，不怎么样。
I'm a piano teacher and those fingers look too short. I don't think he'll be a good pianist. Not a good son.
我是一个弹钢琴的一个钢琴家。我看这个孩子的手这么小，将来肯定钢琴弹不好，这不是我的儿子。
Those ears are too big. Take him back.
然后那个耳朵太大了，把他带回去吧。
No, even...An earthly father who is not perfect looks at this baby and says, this is my son.
就算是一个不好的这个不完美的地上的父亲，他们看到这个孩子就会说，哎呀，这是我的儿子。
When God looks at you,
当神看着你的时候，
He sees you as a father.
他真的是做一个从父亲的心肠眼光来看你。
As a perfect father sees you.
作为一个像一个以一个完美的父亲的这种心肠眼光来看你。
And he says, that's my son, that's my daughter.
他说那是我的儿子，那是我的女儿。
I will care for them. I will help them in their weakness.
我会照顾他们，我会在他们软弱的时候照顾他们。
But now there's another thing you must know about a father.
但另外一点你也知道需要关于父亲的事情。
Because sometimes people hear this first thing and they say, oh good, so it doesn't matter what I do.
所以人听到了这个第一个想法就说，哦，太好了，我，所以我做什么没关系。
I can disobey my heavenly father.
我可以，不听我天父的话。
I can do whatever I want to because he loves me anyway.
我想做什么就做什么，因为他爱我。
So there's a second thing you must know about your heavenly father.
所以有第二件你必须要了解关于你天父的事。
You see, a father carries a heavy responsibility for his children.
作为一个父亲，他对他的孩子有很重大的责任。
I have met fathers before who appeared to be good fathers, but they really were not.
我碰到过这样的父亲，他们看起来像是好爸爸，但是实际上不是。
Because they thought their child, their little baby, was like a toy or a puppy.
因为他们觉得他们的孩子就像一个玩具或者像个木偶似的。
Oh, they had fun with their little baby.
他们很喜欢他们那个小婴孩，他们很有乐趣。
But they never trained them.
但他从来没有训练过他们。
It was just like a toy.
对那个他们来讲，孩子就像一个大玩具，一个玩具。
And let me tell you, if you don't train that little baby, when that baby becomes a teenager, he is going to be a terror.
然后呢，如果你现在这个孩子小的时候，你不去训练他，等到那个孩子到了这个青少年时期，那他对你来讲真的就是一个很可怕的。
I'm glad we're on Zoom instead of in the church sanctuary.
我真的很高兴我们只是在网上而不是在教堂里。
Because some of you have had teenagers are nodding your head saying, yes, I know.
然后我想我们中间有这个青少年期的孩子，可能有的父母在那点头说就是。
It's okay, I can't see you, so you can say.
我看不到你，所以你可以点头。
When our children are small,
当我们孩子小的时候,
we must lovingly but firmly guide them in the right direction.
我们必须要慈爱的，但是要坚定的带领他们走在正确的路上。
The writer of Hebrews said, "The Lord disciplines the one He loves."
希伯来书说，神会管教他所爱的。
He chastises his son.
他又鞭打所收纳的儿子。
It's discipline you have to endure.
那个是你必须要忍受的这个管教。
And when you complain, why is God disciplining me?
如果你就抱怨说神为什么要管教我呢?
Understand God is treating you as a son.
要明白神对你就像对儿子、对孩子一样。
For what son is there whom his father does not discipline?
说焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢?
You see, I have seen two failures in earthly fathers.
在地上的父亲我看到是两种失败。
One failure is a father who does not show love and who is angry and he's disciplined, but he causes his children to become very bitter.
一种就是这个父亲呢是没有爱，然后总是生气，他也管教他的孩子，但是这种管教呢导致这个他的孩子就变得挺苦读的。
But the other danger,
但另外一种危险呢
is the father who says, oh, I want to be loving.
一个父亲就说，哦，我要表现得很有爱心，很有爱。
And so, I won't give any rules to my children.
所以我不给我孩子任何规矩。
I won't discipline them.
我不会去管教他们。
If they disobey, if they are disrespectful, I'll just say, well, I love you anyway, so it's okay.
所以如果他们不听话，我就会说，哦，不管怎么样，我爱你。
Please remember that permissiveness is not love.
所以你要知道这个纵容不是爱。
I asked a father a while back, do you discipline your child?
我有一阵很前有有有有一阵之前我曾经问一个父亲说你有没有管教你的孩子。
No, I want my child to know I love them.
没有，因为我想让我的孩子知道，孩子们知道我爱他们。
And I was very curious.
我就很好奇。
So I said, so if your child was getting ready to touch a hot stove.
我就说，如果你的孩子就是要去碰那个烧热的那个炉子。
Would you make them stop?
你会不会制止他们呢？
And this man said, I don't think so.
这爸爸就想想说，我不觉得会。
I think I would let them learn.
我觉得我会让他们去碰那个热的炉子。
I was shocked.
我就很吃惊。
If you love your child, you will put some boundaries.
如果我爱我的孩子，我会放一些那个界限。
And as a perfect heavenly father,
作为一个完美的天父,
he disciplines us.
他管教我们。
He disciplines us to guide us on the right path.
他管教我们是要把我们引导在这个正确的道路上。
As a Christian,
作为基督徒。
And please understand that God's discipline means he sees you as his child.
你要明白，要晓得神就是管教我们的时候，他是把我们当成孩子来管教的。
As a Christian, God is going to discipline you when there are areas that you need to change.
在作为基督徒，在你的这个生活中的一些方面，如果你需要改变的话，神会管教你。
Don't think that means he's angry with you.
不要以为说他对你生气。
It means you are his child.
他意味着说你是他的孩子。
He loves you and so he disciplines you.
他因为爱你所以他管教你。
Across the street from me, my neighbors have a son.
然后就是我接的对面呢有个那个邻居呢他有个孩子有个儿子。
If I see that boy doing something he shouldn't do, I'm not going to go over there and spank him.
然后如果我看到那个孩子做了一些他不该做的事情我不会说走到街对面打他的屁股。
He's not my son.
他不是我的儿子。
I spanked my own son when he was small.
当我孩子那个小的时候呢我会打他屁股。
But I won't spank someone else's son.
但是我不会去打别家孩子的屁股。
Some Christians wonder, why does God discipline me when I disobey, but those sinners do the same thing and they don't get punished?
然后有些基督徒就想不明白说为什么我不听话的时候神要管教我但那些罪人他们在那个违背神悖逆神神也不管他们。
I think the answer is simple.
我觉得答案很简单呢。
I think God says, they're not my child.
然后我想神就说他们就不是我的孩子。
They're for the devil to take care of.
那他们就让这个撒旦去管他们吧。
I discipline my own child.
我就管教我自己的孩子。
When God disciplines you,
所以当神管教你的时候,
don't become angry.
不要就是发怒生气。
Don't become discouraged.
也不要灰心。
Instead, look at Hebrews 12.
然后呢,去看希伯来书第十二章。
And say, thank you, God.
说谢谢你神。
Your discipline, your chastisement shows that I'm your child.
你的管教,你的鞭打就显示说我是你的孩子。
Thank you, Father, for treating me as your son, as your daughter.
天父啊,谢谢你,你对我就像说是对待儿子女儿。
Why does he do it?
他为什么要管教我们呢?
He loves us.
因为他爱我们。
He disciplines us.
他管教我们。
And then as our father, he shapes us in his image.
然后因为他是我们的父,他按照他的形象来塑造我们。
I'm going to use our translator as my example here.
我现在用我们的翻译来做例子。
When Daniel comes back from college.
当那个老爸从大学里回来的时候。
If I did not know he was Elder Zhang's son,
如果我不知道他是庄长老的儿子,
When I saw Daniel, I would know, ah, you are Elder Zhang's son.
我一看到他，我就会说你是庄长老的儿子。
He looks like his father.
因为他跟爸爸长得很像。
He doesn't look like someone else in the church.
他跟教会里别的人长得不像。
I don't see him and think, ah, that must be Elder Peng's son.
我看到他，我不会说哦，那个是庞长老的儿子。
No, he looks like his father.
因为他跟他爸爸长得挺像的。
The same way.
同样的。
Genesis 1 says that God said, let us make man in our image.
然后创世纪一章二十六节说，我们要按着我们的样式，照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。
Let me paraphrase that for you.
让我就是用另外一句话来讲。
Let us make man to look like us.
就让我们造人，让他们看着像我们。
God said, we're not going to make the giraffes look like us.
我们不会造这个长颈鹿看着像我们。
We're not going to make the other chickens look like us.
我们也不会像这个鸡来看着像我们。
We're going to make man to look like us.
我们要造人看着像我们。
Now, that's not a physical representation because God is spirit.
因为那个不是一个外在的这种就是物质方面的这个像神，因为神是灵。
But it means that we were made in the moral image of God.
因为我们是照着神的这个道德形象造的。
Adam and Eve, inside, in their heart, in their moral being, they looked like God.
就是亚当和夏娃在他们里边，在他们这个道德的这个存在里边，他们是像神的。
Here's the problem.
但是问题在于
，because we rebelled, that image was damaged.
因为人的悖逆，因为人的堕落，那个形象呢就被毁坏了。
We no longer look like our heavenly Father.
我们就不再看着像我们的天父。
Genesis 1, God said, let us make man in our image.
创世纪第一章说，按我们照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。
After our likeness.
就是照着我们的样式。
But then we have the fall.
然后之后就是有人的堕落。
And Genesis 5 says,
创世纪第五章就说，
that Adam fathered a son.
然后亚当呢就是有孩子。
In Adam's own likeness, in Adam's image.
亚当生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似，就是照着亚当的样式和形象。
Do you see what has happened?
你看到发生了什么了吗？
Adam was made in the holy image of his heavenly father.
亚当是照着天父这个圣洁的形象照的。
Seth was born with the shattered, broken, sinful image of his earthly father.
但是呢，赛特呢，他生下来呢，他就是照着他这个已经是这个破碎的、有罪的这个亚当的形象照的。
But I am happy to tell you,
但是我很高兴的要告诉大家，
that Genesis 5 is not the end of the Bible.
创世纪第五章并不是圣经的结束。
God didn't give up.
神没有放弃我们。
He didn't say, okay, my plan is broken.
神没有说，哦，我的计划失败了。
Instead, the rest of the Bible, from Genesis 12 to the end,
剩下的圣经从那个创世纪第十二章一直到结尾
is the story of God's plan to restore his image in his people.
是神的这个故事，就是神的故事和计划，就是神把他所创造的人恢复成他所造的形象。
Paul gives us this wonderful picture.
是保罗给我们一个很棒的一个很好的描述。
Be imitators of God as dear children.
你们要像蒙慈爱的儿女效法神。
I love that.
我很喜爱这一句。
When I was a little boy, I lived in Indiana.
我小的时候是住在印第安纳州。
And so we would have snow.
所以那会下雪。
Now, if you've lived in Florida all your life, all you know is something about that is in movies.
然后如果你一直是住在 Florida, 佛罗里达，那你就知道那个下雪那不过是电影上的。
But when it would snow and I would go somewhere with my father,
然后下雪的时候我就跟爸爸去什么地方。
We would walk through the snow.
我们就在这个雪地里走。
And his steps were big.
然后他的那个脚印就很大。
My steps were little.
我的脚印就小。
But I would try to stretch so that I could put my feet in his footsteps.
所以我就努力地跨，我就想把我的脚印跨在他的脚印里边。
I would have to almost jump.
我有的时候甚至要跳过去。
But I wanted to walk in my daddy's footsteps.
因为，但是我想要走在我父亲的脚印，那个脚踪里边。
You will see a little girl.
你会看到一个小女生。
She stands in front of the mirror.
她就站在镜子前面。
And she puts some perfume.
然后她就放一些香水放在那个脖子上。
She combs her hair.
然后她就开始梳她的头发。
She is trying to dress up like her mommy.
她就想要打扮起来像她的母亲。
Our children try to imitate their earthly parents.
我们的孩子就想要模仿他们地上的父母。
And Paul said,
保罗就说,
imitate God.
他说你去效法神。
Just like a little child.
就像一个小孩子。
Who wants to be like daddy.
就像这个小孩子想要像爸爸。
Who wants to be like mommy.
想要像妈妈。
Jesus gave us this command, and it frustrates people.
然后耶稣呢，给了我们这个吩咐，让很多人觉得很，反正很不高兴，就是觉得很灰心丧气。
He said, "You must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect."
因为耶稣说，主耶稣说，你们要完全像你们的天父一样完全。
And people get so frustrated with that.
人们就很觉得很让他们很里边很恼怒，说。
They say, nobody's perfect.
他们说没有人是完全的。
How could Jesus say that?
耶稣怎么这么说呢?
I don't find it frustrating.
我没有觉得这个很让我不高兴或者灰心。
Because of what Paul says in Ephesians.
因为保罗在以弗所书上说。
I think Jesus is saying the same thing.
然后我想耶稣说的也是同样的事，也说的跟耶稣说的同样。
Walk in your daddy's footsteps.
就是跟随你父亲的脚踪行。
You are to be perfect. You're to copy your heavenly father.
你要完全，因为你是你父亲形象的一个翻版。
Now, maybe you say, but that's impossible.
然后你可能会说，那是不可能的。
So let me tell you something about a good father.
让我告诉你关于一个好父亲的事情。
My father would see me trying to get in those footsteps.
我的爸爸看到我想要就是跟着他的，就照着他的脚印在那里走。
And I couldn't quite reach it.
但是我没有办法跨那么远。
So he would get behind me.
然后他就走到我后边。
And he would lift me and carry me to the next step.
然后他就把我举起来，把我放到下一个脚步那里。
And now, suddenly, I'm able to walk in his footsteps.
现在突然呢，我就可以按照他的脚印这样去行了。
And as a little kid, I thought, wow, I'm big, I'm strong, I have big steps.
然后作为小孩，我就想说，哎呀，我长大了，我好强壮，我现在可以走这么远，走这么大一步。
The truth is, I had little steps.
但是真相呢，是我只能走很小的一步。
But if I let my daddy carry me.
但是如果我让我的爸爸把我举起来。
He carried me in the big steps.
他就带着我走这个大的步子。
When you read Matthew 5:48 and you say, I can't be perfect.
然后在马太福音第五章四十五节，你就还说，我怎么可能完全呢？
Just do this.
就这样来做。
Father,
父亲们，
I can't walk in your footsteps.
我没有办法就是怎么说呢照着你就是走你的路。
They're too big.
因为你可以对天父说，父啊，我没有办法走这个，走到你的脚印上，因为那一步对我来讲太大了。
But God, I'm going to let you carry me in those footsteps.
但是父啊，天父啊，我让你把我抱起来，把我举起来，让我走这一个步。
I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to struggle to be my own boss.
然后呢，我不会跟你在那里挣扎，我不会说想要自己做主，自己做自己的老板。
When you discipline me, I'm going to say thank you, Father.
然后当你管教我的，我会说父啊，谢谢你。
2 Corinthians says that if I do that, day by day, he is transforming me into his image.
所以哥林多后书说，如果我这样子做，那我就是慢慢一天又一天的，我就被转换成神的形象。
Day by day, I am learning, I am looking more and more like my father.
就是每一天，我就越来的越像我的父亲。
I like that verse because I am not good at looking at babies.
然后呢，我是我很喜欢这一句，因为我看着小婴孩，我没有说看着觉得特别好。
I hate it when I look at a baby and the mother and father say, "So does the baby look like more like the mother or more like the father?"
当父母问我说，哎，你看这个小孩，这个我们这个孩子是更像爸爸呢还是妈妈？他们这么问我的时候，我真的很不喜欢。
For me.Neither.
我觉得这孩子谁都不像。
It looks like a baby.
他就是一个婴孩。
I'm sorry, Sister Yu and Brother Yu Chin, but all babies look alike to me.
不管是对那个小月姐妹、雨辰弟兄，我对我来讲，这个所有的孩子看的都一样。
But as that baby starts to grow, I start to see, there's the father.
然后当那个孩子开始慢慢长大的时候，我说，看到这点像他父亲。
There's the mother.
那这点像他母亲。
And when I read 2 Corinthians 3:18, I think.
当我读哥林多后书三章十八节，我想。
As a baby Christian, sometimes we don't look much like our heavenly father.
作为一个新出生的一个婴孩基督徒，我们可能看的不太像我们的天父。
There's still a whole lot of growing to be done.
然后仍然有很多的成长，需要很多的成长。
But as I let him work in my life,
但是如果我容许神在我的生命中工作,
day by day, he is transforming me into his image.
就是每一天神在把我转变成,让我变成他的形状。
Until people start to say, hey, he looks more like his father.
然后直到人,周围的人开始说,哎,他看起来更像他的父亲。
He has the kind of patience that I think God must have.
他有这个有这种耐心，这种忍耐，我觉得那肯定是神有的。
What is happening?
到底发生了什么呢？
We are being transformed. We are being shaped into the image of our heavenly Father.
我们被更新，我们被塑造成我们天父的形象。
And John says that when we see him, we will look like him.
约翰说，当我们见到他的时候，我们必要像他。
That's amazing to me.
那真的是对我来讲太令人惊奇了。
That in heaven,
在天堂上的，在天上
，people will look at you and me and say, "Ah, you look like your father, your heavenly father."
然后人们会看到我们说，哦，你看着像你的天父。
But we don't wait until then for that process to start.
我们不是说等到上了。到了天堂才等着那个过程开始。
He's already started now shaping us in his image.
他现在已经开始塑造我们成为他的形象。
To me, that's astounding.
那个是让我目瞪口呆的。
All of that is because he's our father.
他做这所有的一切是因为他是我们的父亲。
He cares for us.
他在意我们。
He disciplines us.
他照顾我们也管教我们。
He shapes us in his image.
他按照他的形象来塑造我们。
That's as far as we're going to get this week.
所以我们这个星期就讲到这里。
Next week we're going to look at the next part of that when it says, Our Father Almighty.
下一次我们来看这个,我们的父是全能的。
And we're going to see what it means that he is our Almighty Father.
那让我们来看他是我们全能的父是什么意思。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, I thank you that you are a good father.
神啊，真的是感谢你，你是一位好父亲。
You care for us, you provide for us.
你照顾我们，你也供应我们。
God, I ask that for those of us who are earthly fathers and mothers, that you would help us to pattern after you.
求你帮助我们其中做父母的，让我们可以展现，就是按照你的模式来教导我们的孩子。
For those of us who may have not had a good father as a model, would you help us to see you as the perfect father?
当我们中间就是没有一个好的父亲可以做一个形象的时候，让我们真的就是跟随你的形象来做父母。在这个星期，
Would you help each one in this class to feel your care and your compassion as their father?
让我们真的是能感受到你的照顾和你的慈爱。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.